Welcome again, everyone, to our service today. I never thought we would be worshiping this way and for so many weeks. There's so much going on, so many feelings. The feelings that we've been having are not unfamiliar, but perhaps more intense. We've all had ups and downs in life. We've been through things before. Times of feeling alone or without power, sad for others, grief at loss, disbelief in the face of tragedy. But we've not known a pandemic like this in our lifetimes. The thoughts and struggles we have during this time are not unfamiliar to humanity, however. We know the stories of struggle throughout history and in our biblical narrative. This past Friday morning, a morning prayer service at the National Cathedral, Randy Hollerith, the dean, who was once a rector here in Richmond at St. James's, he shared his feelings, which I found incredibly comforting, and which I would dare say are familiar to all of us. I too have had good days and bad days, feeling good on helping others, focused on that, and then later, perhaps an hour later, feeling overwhelmed by sadness, overtaken by the news, so sad at the loss and the sickness and the death. Moments of feeling strong and moments of feeling afraid. And here we are at the start of Holy Week, God's great gift to us in our present circumstances. We know the stories of Holy Week, but we have not known them before in this sort of situation. So I'm inviting us to enter into this Holy Week being open to the sort of grace, the huge amount of grace God wants to give us. Journey with me this week. Let us journey together with God through the stories of the week and be open to what God desires to share with us. For this is God's story about life and salvation, not without struggle, not without death. It's real, real life, and it's everlasting life. This is God's story about brokenness and people who cared only about themselves, but also about others who were brave and steadfast in the face of danger. And of course, the great hero of our story, Jesus. Jesus, God's own, who through love and sacrifice overcomes brokenness and death. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, he entered the lives of those gathered that day, and Jesus entered our lives. Imagine yourself there in the crowd, holding all that you carry, all that you hope, all that you fear. Dash may have something to say about all this. He seems to be speaking. I may have to pick him up. Hold on a second. I took some some efforts to keep this from happening, but it didn't work. Okay. So when Jesus entered Jerusalem, he entered the lives of those gathered and ours. Imagine yourself there in the crowd, holding all that you carry, all of your hope, all of your fear. At that time, the people were full of hope because of what they'd heard about Jesus. But at the same time, they were very stressed out, right? Just like us. They were living under this oppressive rule of occupying Romans. But on that day, when Jesus entered on a donkey with great power and strength, he did it in a surprising way. It was a humble way. And he was not there for himself. He was there for others. We can almost hear what the people were saying to each other. Jesus has come to save us. He's going to lead us in victory against the Romans. Life is going to be better. Jesus would lead them to victory, but not in the way they imagined. God is so much more than we can imagine. The power of God to save us is beyond our understanding and often happens in the way we least expect. How God will bring new life from all that's happening now, we're going to have to wait and see, although we're getting glimpses of it, right? When we see people acting, sacrificing themselves, all the healthcare workers, all the people out there who can't stay home. Incredible gift to many. How will we see resurrection come from this time? Waiting is never easy. Staying steadfast in the faith of what seems difficult or impossible is always difficult. The start of our Holy Week story this Palm Sunday is about the triumphal entry into Jerusalem, into the week. The people are overjoyed. These are the same people who by the end of the week will shout, "Crucify." You might be expecting, somebody needs to mute themselves. I'm not sure who that is. We're getting some feedback. Okay. These are the same people who by the end of the week will shout, "Crucify." You might be expecting that we'd be telling that part of the story today. The betrayal of Jesus by Judas, the trial before Pilate, the crucifixion, Jesus' death. You would expect that because normally we do on Palm Sunday. Every Palm Sunday in recent memory, which we also usually call Passion Sunday. But it was not always this way. Some of you will remember that. There was a time when the Palms and the Passion were not combined, but they have been in recent years as a response to the cultural reality, the reality that most people would not or could not come back to church on Good Friday. And we wanted to get it in, right? We wanted to make sure that people would hear the Passion story, so we brought it on to Palm Sunday. I would wager that this Good Friday, most of us won't be going anywhere, and we'll be able to join together at 7 p.m. for our Good Friday service. So I decided to keep Palm Sunday as Palm Sunday. When this day is both about palm and passion, we note how quickly people move from cheering Jesus to condemning him. Very disorienting when it happens within 20 minutes of a church service. This year, we are invited and have the opportunity to move into the energy of the week more as people experienced it. Not turning on a dime, but over the course of the week, they didn't see what they expected. A decisive, violent challenge to the Romans, and then hearing that Jesus had been arrested and that the authorities were looking to arrest his friends and supporters, it's understandable how people started to lose hope and seek safety and to move to a place of being willing to shout, "Crucify." What Palm Sunday teaches us is that Jesus came not to triumph through violence, but through love. In ways that were so hard to understand at the time, made absolutely no sense in the moment. Jesus came not for victory in that one time, but to be victorious for all time, for our time, for us as well. And when we cheer him today, we do so knowing that God through Christ did triumph. We know the whole story. And we know this is our story and God's love story for the entire world. We know this is our God who enters into danger for us, with us, never to leave us. God comes not to magically make everything better, but to companion us through our struggles, to be with us in it all, to bring good out of what is bad, to bring life out of what is death. We're going to be able to join together every day, if you would like, of this Holy Week. with God, to discern the grace God desires to share with us in our time and our circumstances. What is this time? What is this time in which all of humanity is bound together in a way we would never choose? As we pray for grace from God, to be strengthened by this Holy Week, and to know we are loved eternally as our all, I invite us into this prayer about our circumstances, written by the Reverend Dr. Kate Sonderegger, professor at Virginia Theological Seminary. Let us pray. This hour we turn to you, O Lord, in full knowledge of our frailty, our vulnerability, and our great need as your mortal creatures. We cry to you as one human family, unsure of the path ahead, unequal to the unforeseen forces around us, frightened by the sickness and death that seem all too real to us now. Stir up your strength and visit us, O Lord. Be our shield and rock and hiding place. Guide our leaders, our scientists, our nurses and doctors. And I will add, we pray for protection for all nurses and doctors and healthcare workers and all those on the front lines of this, putting themselves out there. Give them wisdom and fill their hearts with courage and determination. Make even this hour, O Lord, a season of blessing for us, that in fear we might find you mighty to save, and in illness or death we find the cross to be none other than the way of life. All this we ask in the name of the one who bore all our infirmities, even Jesus Christ, our risen and victorious Lord. Amen.